Welcome back. Today, we're continuing our exploration into the architecture of understanding.
That's right. We're diving deeper into Augrafer Ocean Duran's sound mind doctrine.
Specifically, the Ocean Remix curriculum. Now, just a quick reminder, an Augrafer, in Duran's view, isn't just writing, they're kind of mapping out complex ideas, architects of thought.
And this whole doctrine, it's about getting to what he calls whole brain coherence. Using both the analytical and the intuitive parts of your mind together.
Exactly. And if you were with us last time, you'll remember we explored the metaphysical performance side of the Ocean Remix.
Yeah, that was all about the Gardner's Almanac, intuition, connection, how ideas sort of grow organically.
Yeah.
Seeing the relationships.
Right. So this time, we're tackling the other side of the coin. This is the physics part, the functional aspect of the Ocean Remix.
So we're looking at the composer's score.
Precisely. Oh. Where the Gardner's Almanac showed the growth, the composer's score, well, it shows the structure, the rhythm, the logic underneath it all.
It's about seeing that elegant architecture, as Duran puts it, behind compelling ideas, the active performance of attention, of creation.
Yeah, we're basically looking at the blueprints behind the beauty we talked about last time.
And it's key. Duran frames this as the operational manual. The how-to for building and understanding these systems. It's very practical, in a way.
Okay, so how does this composer score actually work? The idea is it's like sheet music, right? Silent instructions.
Exactly. Silent instructions that when you perform them, whether it's your mind processing or a computer running code, create a whole experience.
Its job is to take all that raw data, those separate facts, and arrange them so they feel, you know, harmonious. Like a symphony of ideas, not just a list.
And Duran uses a really helpful analogy here, comparing it to a theatrical performance broken into three core elements. It's not just web design talk. It mirrors how we structure information generally.
Okay, let's break those down. First up is HTML. Duran calls it the stage.
Right. We know HTML structures web pages, but Duran sees it as more fundamental. It's the basic space, the architecture where the performance of understanding happens, like an empty stage.
The defined areas where things will unfold. The silent foundation.
Then you've got CSS. That's the theatrical design.
Ah, so the styling, the lights, the sets, the costumes.
Exactly. But again, for Duran, it's deeper than just looks. It's how design elements actively shape perception. Color creates mood. Shadows focus attention. Typography makes text readable.
It turns that bare stage, or maybe a bare fact, into something inviting, something you can actually engage with. It guides your eye, your focus.
Mm-hmm. And the third element.
That's JavaScript, which Duran calls the conductor.
Okay, so the interactive part.
Yeah, but more than just clicks. Think of it as the living intelligence bringing the score to life, managing the timing, cueing things in.
Responding to the audience, you, the user, the mind, engaging with it.
Right. Introducing new elements dynamically. It's what orchestrates that moment-to-moment flow of the experience, the active intelligence.
And Duran gives some great functional examples to make this concrete, like an HTML div.
Yeah, just a basic container and code. But he sees it as that empty stage again, a conceptual space waiting for something to happen.
Or think about CSS, maybe like an article card style.
Okay, like a styled box you see on websites.
Right. But Duran interprets it as a spotlight. It highlights one specific idea, draws your attention. Those soft shadows aren't just decoration. They create depth, a conceptual boundary, focus.
Makes sense. And JavaScript.
Well, take a function like load file. For Duran, that's the conductor noticing your interest in something specific.
Oh, okay.
And signaling for a guest soloist, maybe a specific document or video, to come forward and add a new layer just for you. It's responsive.
And clear attachment would just be
the soloist taking a bow and leaving the stage, clearing the mental space. Simple, elegant actions.
Okay, this next one sounds really interesting. Event delegation. What's the analogy here?
This is pretty cool. Duran compares event delegation to the conductor's ability to hear a request from any musician in the orchestra, from way back in the percussion section even, without having to walk over.
Ah, so it's like a holistic awareness.
Exactly. A responsive awareness of the whole system. It mirrors how our attention can process inputs from anywhere in a complex field without getting bogged down in every single tiny detail.
Wow. So this code isn't just code. Duran's saying it's like a modern template for turning static info into a dynamic connection. A blueprint for performance.
That's the core idea. It's how the analytical side builds the structure for intuitive understanding to happen.
That's a great link. So if the composer's score is the digital blueprint, Duran then kind of zooms in on language itself, the inherent architecture there.
Right. He dissects language from the smallest sounds up to the biggest contexts. This is the functional, almost physical, process of how language actually works inside us.
The physics of language, where does that start?
It starts with phonetics. The study of speech, sounds, how we physically make them and perceive them. The real basic mechanics.
And Duran makes a distinction here, doesn't he, between a phone and a foam.
He does. A phone is the actual sound you make, like the physical vibration. A foam is more abstract. It's the smallest unit of sound that can change the meaning of a word.
Like the P sound versus the B sound in pat and bat.
Exactly. That tiny physical difference creates a totally different meaning. That's where the physics starts becoming structured meaning.
And it involves this whole, like, physiological ballet, breath, vocal cords, tongue, lips, all working together without us thinking about it.
Constantly. And Duran also notes how diverse this is spoken languages versus visual ones like sign language. Totally different channels, different functional architectures for communication.
Okay, so from sounds, where next?
Up to morphology. This is the study of words themselves. How they're formed, how parts of words relate. Stems, roots, prefixes, suffixes.
So sounds getting assembled into stable bits of meaning?
Pretty much. The easy example is dog versus dogs. That S is a morpheme. Mm-hmm. It functionally changes the meaning to plural.
Simple enough.
But then Duran uses this amazing example from the Chicky language. Get this. The phrase, Chirman Lev turn, it's actually one word.
One word? For what?
It means, I have a fierce headache. And it's made up of 8 distinct morphemes packed together.
Wow. Okay, that really shows how differently languages can functionally bolt meaning together from these little pieces.
Isn't it? It's a powerful illustration.
So sounds make morphemes, morphemes make words. Then what?
Then we get to syntax, sentence structure. This is all about the sequence, subject, verb, object, or maybe subject, object, verb in other languages. That order is what functionally creates the specific meaning of a whole thought.
The blueprint for a complete idea, it seems so fundamental.
It is. And Duran links this to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Subject, verb, object. A clear sequence laying out creation.
That structure provides the framework, even for foundational stories. He also links it to Micah 7. The light shines in the darkness. Syntax gives form to these profound statements.
The structure really does carry the weight. And after structure, we finally arrive at meaning itself, the functional outcome.
Right. Semantics, the study of meaning, from the Greek soma for science.
Yeah, Duran points out it was coined as the science of significations, distinct from phonetics, the science of sounds. It's about the inherent meaning words carry, not just how they're made.
And Duran connects this idea of inherent meaning to existence itself in his writings, like through him, all things ever made. Meaning isn't just arbitrary for him.
No, it's tied into the fabric of creation. And that leads us to the final, outermost layer.
Pragmatics. This sounds like the most contextual layer. How does Duran explain this one?
Pragmatics is where it gets really dynamic. It's about how context, the real world situation, the social interaction, functionally shapes meaning. It's the relationship between the interpreter and the interpreted.
So reading between the lines, what's intended, not just what's said.
Exactly. Implicature, speech acts, relevance, how conversations flow, even nonverbal cues. It's understanding the speaker's intention by taking all that context into account.
Duran connects this directly to lived experience, saying something like, pragmatics in him was life.
Right, highlighting how deeply these functional language structures are embedded in just being.
It's quite a journey, from tiny sounds to the pragmatics of life. Okay, so Duran dissects language, reveals its physics, but he doesn't stop there, does he?
Not at all. He pushes further into how we can actively build systems of thought, how creators work.
And this brings us to Planting, biographer Ocean Duran. From his document, The Dual Canon, Seeds and Planting.
Exactly. This part reveals the creator's natural workflow. He calls it the systemic order of the spirit, like creating a world through thought from the inside out. It's the functional how-to for constructing a whole philosophy.
The ultimate blueprint for building a worldview, maybe? How does this planting process start?
It starts at the highest level, the source and transmission, architectural blueprints. This asks the big functional questions. How is this system built? How could it be reliably shared and replicated?
It's about making the philosophy transmissible. And the tools here sound very practical.
They are. The teacher manual, a full guide, the script treatment, the narrative blueprint, the WP template, the technical structure for, say, a website sharing these ideas, functional tools for replication.
Like the factory plans for the whole system. Okay, what's next?
Next is the toolkit, instruments for discovery. These are the active tools, the functional apps Duran provides within his system for you to investigate things.
Not just ideas, but actual tools for engagement, like Scout Neon.
Right. For broad, maybe more intuitive exploration. Then Neon Detail for digging deep into specifics. And the KO2 for like decisive action or making a breakthrough.
So practical instruments for exploring any topic using his methods, functional tools for the learner.
Exactly. And the final piece bridges the internal and external worlds.
That would be the forum, Praxis and Pedagogy.
Mm-hmm. This is about taking the internal philosophy and formalizing it so it can be taught and showing how it applies to real world stuff. Making the personal system into public pedagogy.
And the tools reflect that application. The new news class, teaching materials using his lens for current events, the ICD, a way to organize concepts structurally, the conference linking to real-world problems.
It really emphasizes putting the system to work functionally in the world. This whole workflow, from source to forum, is the operational side of creating and sharing a worldview.
Connecting the abstract thought to tangible action and teaching. Okay, so bringing this all together. Understanding these functional blueprints, the composer's score, language physics, the creator's workflow. What does this mean for you listening right now?
Well, it gives you a really powerful lens, doesn't it? You can move beyond just taking information in. You start to see how it's built.
How meaning is functionally put together, how whole thought systems are constructed.
Yeah, you can deconstruct it, see the mechanics underneath.
And that understanding, hopefully, helps you become a more discerning reader or listener, a more effective communicator yourself.
Maybe even a more intentional builder of your own understanding, your own city of belief, as Duran might put it.
It's really about seeing the mechanisms that bring ideas, stories, even your own perception to life. Understanding that functional side empowers you to achieve that whole brain coherence.
Absolutely. And gives you functional insights to navigate and maybe even shape the world of information around you.
So as we wrap up this look at the function, the physics side of the Ocean Remix, let's leave you with this thought from Duran's material.
The path of wisdom has no paths, only directions. When you find direction in this search, you have breached the gates of wisdom, which open when you have found the key which first opens the cemetery gates, then the coffin. Then you will hear the voice from the coffin say, I'm not dead, just in rest and at sleep sometimes, so that wisdom brings my world the same knowledge.
So what might that mean for how you approach understanding, especially ideas that seem maybe old or dormant, dead even?
Until you uncover their functional blueprints, their living structure.
Will you be ready to find that hidden life, the knowledge resting inside? Something to think about.